On Tuesday, people living within the boundaries of the Springfield R-12 school district will be asked to vote on Proposition S, an 18-cent increase to the debt service levy that would fund 39 projects, including renovating and rebuilding several schools. Proposition S would also make entrances more secure and improve accessibility for people with disabilities. The list of projects that would be funded was developed by a task force of 30 people across the district.
And one of the needs was an equity issue from a facility standpoint.
That's Stephen Hall, Chief Communications Officer for Springfield Public Schools.
Just the quality of the facilities within our district. And the task force felt very strongly that Proposition S should address that.
He says the six schools that would receive the biggest makeovers have an average building age of over 80 years.
And the reason why that's important is the task force said we must invest where there is the greatest need. We know that there are more needs beyond this that Proposition S can address, but we have to start somewhere. And they felt like the equity issue is at the heart of where we start.
All six of the renovation or reconstruction sites also involve schools that report having higher percentages of kids on free and reduced lunches than the district average of 52.6%. One of the elementary schools that would see both renovation and the addition of an early childhood learning facility is Williams Elementary on West Kearney Street. At Williams, kids walk the halls on their way to lunch. According to Springfield Public Schools, just over 88% of kids here qualify for free or reduced lunches, a determination that's based on federal income guidelines. For over a decade, Springfield has been looking at how ready kids are to start learning when they arrive at kindergarten. In 2016, a survey looked at the emotional and social development of local kids and found that nearly one in four kindergartners in Springfield were not prepared to start school. Missy Riley is the director of early childhood and parents as teachers for Springfield Public Schools.
We have had a longstanding program in Springfield Public Schools called Title I Wonder Years, which this past year we've changed to just Wonder Years because it's not only a Title I program. We had the opportunity, there was some legislation that was passed in 2014 that enabled us to gain ADA, Average Daily Attendance Foundation Formula funding, to add spots for Wonder Years program, for pre-K programming. But our one big problem when it comes to expanding our services is that we don't have the facilities to do so.
Riley said SPS has already shuffled spaces around and squeezed in pre-K instruction where it could.
But we never know from year to year where our classrooms may be. So as you can see, that might be problematic as far when we're trying to build a clientele and build a reputation with families and with a neighborhood about trying to get their children into preschool.
Proposition S would designate hundreds of more permanent spots a year for kids to attend free preschool. And here's where poverty comes in. Poverty directly impacts accessibility to early childhood education.
We've got lots of great private childcare centers throughout our city. Those are some of my colleagues. Those are some of my closest friends and the people that I admire most in my profession. But it's expensive to send a child to high quality childcare.
From the days when she was a kindergarten teacher here at Williams, Riley says one thing she wished for was for all children to have a high quality preschool.
Kindergarten teachers will tell you all the time, I used to do a survey each year that would ask teachers, you know, what do you want kindergartners to know when they come in? And parents will inevitably say, oh, they need to recognize their letters. They need to write their name. They maybe need to start reading. And kindergarten teachers will say, that's not true. If they can come in and just know how to learn and know how to be part of the group, then we're good. We've got it from here. So just really that self-regulation piece is a huge piece. And then also the collaboration and working with other students and being able to, you know, negotiate. If somebody's on the swing and you wanted to be on the swing and not having a meltdown and not having, you know, it be the end of your day, but being able to have those negotiation skills and saying, hey, friend, you've been on the swing for a long time. Are you going to give me a chance?
Prop S would allow the district to expand preschool classrooms across the city. Here at Williams Elementary, in Midtown with a new Boyd Elementary School that would also include preschool space, and then with a new Southwest Early Childhood Center located near Carver Middle School. In an increasingly polarized America, high-quality early childhood education is one of the few issues that transcends party lines. That's according to a 2017 national poll conducted by the First 5 Years Fund, an education advocacy group. And there's a reason why. The research is clear. According to the Pew Charitable Trusts, kids who get high-quality preschool are more likely to graduate from high school. They also make more income as adults and are less likely to get caught in the criminal justice system or depend on welfare programs.
I'm an elementary principal here in Springfield at York Elementary. We're on the north side.
That's Laura Hopper. She also served on the community task force that analyzed the school district's facilities. She says Prop S would benefit all kids, not just those living in poverty. At the same time, it would send a strong message to the kids and families of schools in the district's high poverty zones.
What renovating or constructing a new building does for a community, it puts an investment in our neighborhoods. And when students and parents have good experiences at school, then that transfers to ownership. And when a student walks into a classroom environment that is made especially for them, they become more excited and grasp the learning.
Hopper says many of those older facilities don't have good accessibility features for kids and guardians with disabilities. York Elementary is among the schools that would get a new secure entrance if the measure were to pass. Proposition S has received widespread support from business and civic organizations. A handful of critics of Prop S focused most of its attention on cybersecurity and facilities. We reached out to one leader involved in that opposition for comment, but did not hear back by deadline. Ultimately, it will be up to voters to decide whether this investment is worth the cost. According to SPS spokeswoman Teresa Bledsoe, an 18-cent increase to the debt service levy would translate into tax bills going up by $34.20 a year for residential property with a market value of $100,000. That's an increase of about $2.85 per month. For commercial real estate, Prop S would increase a commercial tax bill by $288 or $24 per month for a commercial property with a market value of $500,000. The election is Tuesday. Join us this afternoon for our 10th and final Sense of Community report on the impact of poverty on education. We'll take you inside the area's largest domestic violence shelter, Harmony House, to see how trauma and transportation impact learning. For KSMU Sense of Community series, I'm Jennifer Moore.